In our previous year, we began a discussion of situation of somebody who leaves things in a place where he's not supposed to leave them. What is the halacha? And of course, this question is most relevant to parking situations, blocking driveways, double parking. And I saw that the Paiskim discussed many different situations and the halacha in those situations. One shaila I saw from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein on the Sefer Chashukei Chemet, if somebody parked his car in a place where it's illegal to park, and now there's a bus that comes by and wants to go by and try to get by, and it's a big bus and it did damage to the car, what would be the halacha? So immediately he quotes Al Gemara. He immediately quotes Al Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, the words of the Shulchan Aruch that we learned together in our previous year in Chai Shemesh Bet Simen Tuf Yud Beis, Sif Aleph and Beis. And it seems that the bus driver should not be held responsible. On the other hand, as we discussed in that shir, that's only if the bus driver, as he was trying to pass this car, did everything in his ability not to do damage to the car. But if he got upset and he did damage, then he doesn't have the heter that's discussed in this this heter. Then he doesn't have this heter. Moreover, as we discussed in our previous year, and the Shalos HaTshuvos based Ephraim Simon Ayin Test discusses this as well, that let's say if the bus driver really wanted, he could have changed his route and not drive down the street and not therefore have this issue with this double parked car. Says the Beis Ephraim, very much based on what we discussed in our previous year, that if we have here, that if this person parked his car in an illegal manner, then we don't tell the bus driver you have to take a different route because this person chose to park his car illegally. It could be if he parked legally, it would be much different. So lahalacha lemaisa, if this person double parked illegally, the person is allowed to pass him. He's not obligated to go to a different street, but he is obligated when he passes him to try to cause as little damage as possible. If in doing so he does cause damage, he will not be held responsible. A next case. He discusses a very interesting shaila. He discusses a situation where Reuven is driving his car, and all of a sudden, he feels very weak. So he just pulls over and leaves his car in a place where it's difficult to get by, in order to go into a store to buy something to drink, to get a coffee. By leaving his car in that space, he blocked someone else who was parked and couldn't get out from his parking place. And this person was anxious to get out. So what he did was he pulled out his car and he did damage to this person who parked his car in that place. What will be the halacha? So it's interesting. Our Mishnah Gemara, our Mishnah begins the words, we quoted the Mishnah in our previous year. Hamniach zakad b'shus harabim, or ba achav aniskaba v'shavroi potter. Those were the words of our Mishnah. And we look in the Me'iri, as he explains the Mishnah. Says the Me'iri, Hamniach zakad b'shus harabim, what is the case of the Hamniach zakad b'shus harabim? Kigon shahoyan oyif, he's carrying these pitchers, he's tired. So he put them down in order to be able to rest. And now somebody else trips on them. So we see that even though this person put it down in because he had no choice, he can't carry the packages, he can't carry his pitchers anymore. Still, the Gemara considers this person who left the pitchers in such a case as not having the right to do it. On the other hand, it could well be that that's only in a situation where Reuven didn't tell anybody, he didn't leave any notification that he parked here because there's a medical emergency. But let's say he parked here because there's a medical emergency. Let's talk about a situation where a doctor just parked illegally, blocking someone else's parking place because he had to run to a medical emergency. A Hatzola responder did so because he was running to a medical emergency. It could well be that in those circumstances, they have to make it known that that's why they blocked your car. It could be in that case, it's a case where he had a right to park there that way. And in that case, he will indeed not, you have no right to do anything, even if it means getting stuck in a parking lot. Another interesting Shiloh. Somebody blocked the parking lot. There's a house with a parking lot with many cars, and somebody parked his car in a way that other people who are parked there can't get out. So now the question is, and we don't know whose car that is. So now the question is, can the other people who live in that home do what they need to do to get out of the parking place, even though it will cause damage to that car that's blocking the way? So based on our Gemara, and based on the Tosis, on that Chof Ches Amar Aleph that we quoted in our previous year, where the Gemara discussed the situation of a male chotzer chaveri kade yayim v'kade shemen. The Gemara says, bale chotzer, m'shabe v'yoytze, m'shabe v'nichnas. And we quoted Tosfos as saying that even though you could have, perhaps, instead of breaking those barrels, put those barrels one on top of the other, the halacha doesn't require you to do so. And that's what we quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Chosh Mishpat Simen Tuf Yud Beis, Sif Beis, Miles derech kadim, potter im shavram b'derech yitziyasoi. You potter if you break him. Avol also lishba b'yidayim. You're not allowed to deliberately break them. V'mila kol derech kadim sheyef shalever afilu shavram b'yidayim potter. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us you're not allowed to break him if you don't have to break him, but if you need to break them, then you're allowed to break them. So it seems here too, you're not allowed to just go do some damage to that person's car who's blocking you because you're angry. That you're not allowed to do. However, as much as that, the halacha doesn't allow you to do, if you have no other option, then you're allowed to do. And we saw from Tosfos and the Rishonim, and we even quoted a Chazon Ish, that particularly when it's a person who parked in such a way, that he shouldn't have parked. The halach is much more lenient in allowing me to do what I have to do. And not thinking so much how much I could do to not have to cause damage to that person. On the other hand, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Chashukei Chemet, what the halacha doesn't allow you to do is that you get upset. You get so upset that this person is blocking your driveway or blocking your parking place that you'll go and you let out the air from his tires. That doesn't accomplish anything. And that the halacha doesn't give you a right to do. What will be the halacha? If somebody parked illegally, somebody blocked your driveway, you're obviously very upset that he blocked your driveway. Does the halacha allow you to... Does the halacha allow you to block him? He parked illegally. Does the halacha allow you to block him? The Gemara Masech Baba Kama, Daf Samach Tesom and Aleph, teaches us Halitei L'Rosh V'Yomis. The Gemara discusses their situation where there's a ganif who's eating peiris, who's eating fruit from your field, that you don't have to treat him properly. There's a Gemara Masech Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Aleph Amibes. The Gemara discusses the following situation. Hahu Gavra Dezoven Arba Dechamra. There was somebody who bought a boat full of barrels of wine. And he couldn't find anywhere to store them. So he said to a certain woman, do you have a place where I could store it? So she said, no. So he went and he married her. Now that he went and married her, she was nice, and she said, okay, you could put it over there. So he married her, got the warehouse, went home, and then he divorced her. She went, she hired workers, and removed everything from the warehouse. Regarding this incident, the halacha says, Kasha Osa Ken Yosaloi, Gemuloi Yosha Baroshai. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, Choshe Mispet Shimon Shin Yur Tesif Aleph, teaches us, Mishechnes Peros Labes Chaver Shloi Medatai. If somebody brought something into someone else's home without his permission, or Shitei Wachechne Peresov, or he fooled him into allowing him, Venichem Va'olach, and then he disappears, Yesh Labal Bai Slim Kaloi Moisim Peres, the owner of the warehouse could sell those fruits, could they late in schar pa'alim to pay workers, to throw them into the street. However, the Shulchan Aruch adds the words of the Rambam. It's appropriate. She deal a bezdin. He should not just do it on his own. He should notify bezdin. If you exceed the mixes to may and mokum, that maybe bezdin will find another warehouse. Even though this person acted inappropriately, doesn't mean that I should act inappropriately. And the Rama says that I have to notify him. If I notify him and he just ignores me, then I'm potter. And the Marajdam in Choshim Mishpat Simen Reit Tzadik Vav says, Vata, anybody who has any intelligence, yuchal lishpat kametzorch adam lizor. How much a person has to be careful, shloi nasat nezek lechaveri, not to do damage to someone else. Afilu mishenagi mabrimos. Even if somebody acted to me inappropriately, ach amr shetzorch loydioi. You have to notify him. Kedei shivakish balaperis oifin lifnes peroisov. Kedei shloi yigil loy nezek. The owner of this fruit should find a way not to get hurt. So, in our case as well, even though this person blocked me, the halacha tells me that I have to be and I'm very upset. I still have to do with seichel, as the Rosh Dam says. I have to do with seichel, and I have to notify him that you're blocking my driveway. And not just block him. The halacha is that not just to do damage to someone else.